Today is Wednesday, March the 10th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I didn't know what day it was, and and I didn't have my computer. Well, it's hard to explain. I'm going through some weird equipment stuff because my computer, I have a big, huge monitor. I don't know, it's 30 inches or 32 inches or something. I don't know, it's something like that. And it's a touch screen. And I've had it for 3 or 4 years. And it's what I use when I'm podcasting and stuff. It's what my, you know, I have all my audio stuff on and et cetera, et cetera. It's what I use when I'm recording Mix Minus and have Zoom up with Daniel and all that. But I decided all this time I've been working from home until about a month ago, I've just been doing all my work on my little work laptop. And I have all these monitors. I have this big, huge one here, and I to the side of it, I have a 27-inch, and to the other side, I have another 27-inch, and I wasn't using them. And also, when I would take Zoom calls and stuff, I was using the crappy webcam on the laptop. And so I decided I was going to start using the... I got a USB hub, and or I had a USB hub, and I've been switching the USB hub back and forth between my personal computer and my work laptop so that I can use the same monitor, the same keyboard, the same webcam, et cetera, et cetera. And I ran up here because I'm recording really late. Those of you who listen immediately when I release the episode, you'll know that I'm recording late, or I'm releasing it late today. I'll probably have some comment by Auntie Scott in the Discord, in the Level 13 Discord. But our Big Fatty will probably say something on Twitter. Oh, I guess Geeky Gay just got used to not doing a show because he was on vacation all week last week. Anyway, so I had a late meeting today, and then Mark and I had a Pokemon community day that we wanted to do, and then we needed to eat dinner, et cetera, et cetera. And so I'm recording late, and I ran up here to record, and I forgot that I hadn't switched the USB from my work laptop to my personal one, and the screen was locked, and the date wasn't on there, et cetera, et cetera. So I had to like fumble around looking for something that had the date on it because I didn't know what the date was, and that is why I came in late. So yesterday we were talking about the airport and my mom. She was basically throwing a fit, and I was like, oh my God, this is going to be how it's going to be. And, you know, and so that was just kind of setting the tone. And for those of you who don't remember what I said or haven't listened or I don't know, she basically walked into the airport. We were on the same flights, and Mark and I had already checked in, gone through security, sat down at the gate. And my parents came in 5 or 10 minutes later. And as soon as she walked in, she's like pulling her mask down, you know, dabbing her face with a Kleenex as if it were sweating. I don't know if it was sweating or not, but she was dabbing her face, going, you know, like Scarlett O'Hara or something, you know, like putting her hand to her forehead. Oh, I can't stand it, you know, or whatever. She doesn't talk like that, but it was like that. It was very dramatic. And so that's how it started. And it was basically uneventful other than, you know, I thought my parents were clearly not enjoying wearing their mask. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, they don't wear masks when I'm not around them. That, you know, unless they absolutely have to wear a mask. And the thing is, Arkansas is going to lift all the mask requirements on March 15th. It's going to go back. Everybody's just going to go back to normal here like they are doing in Texas. Mark and I are going to be running around wearing a mask, and everybody's going to be judging us and getting COVID. Anyway, so that was, you know, it was pretty uneventful. We went and we arrived. It was a very early flight. So I want to say we arrived around noon or 1 p.m., something like that. I had already told my parents, Mark and I were not going to eat at a restaurant, so they knew we had to grocery shop. My aunt and uncle picked us up from the airport in two different vehicles because they also went with us to the ski resort. So we landed in Boise, as they say, and they picked us up, and we went to Walmart first thing in Boise and bought a bunch of groceries because we were going to be shopping. And then we drove the 3 hours from Boise to Sun Valley, which is where the ski area is. It was a beautiful drive. Oh my gosh, it was so beautiful. Everything was, first of all, I've never driven a car that has some of this assistive technology in it where, so the cruise control, and this was a Subaru. I didn't know Subarus were this advanced now. I always thought of them as kind of cheap cars. But anyway, my aunt's Subaru SUV, I'm burping up dinner. Anyway, my aunt's Subaru, when you put the cruise control on, it has this thing where you don't have to do anything. It will slow down to stay two car lengths behind whatever car is in front of you. And then if you change lanes or the car speeds up, it will speed up until it gets to whatever you've set the cruise on. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to step on the brake. You don't have to do anything. So I was very impressed with that. I was enjoying that. But anyway, we drove the 3 hours to Sun Valley, and that was uneventful. We just saw a lot of mountains with snow all over them, and it was a beautiful drive. There was no snow on the road, so everything was fine. And we get there, we unload everything, we find the condo, all that, and then we went to the store because you have the ski rental place because we have to rent our skis and our boots and our poles and all that kind of stuff. And Mark got his, I got mine, my stepdad got his, and then the plan was we were going to ski on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And so Monday we were going to ski, Tuesday we were going to ski, and then Friday I think we were going to ski. But my stepdad, and Thursday, Friday maybe, I don't know. Regardless, my stepdad and I were going to ski with Mark on Monday, and we were going to teach him how to do it. Well, normally, when you're a brand new skier, you're going to have lessons, like professional lessons. And my stepfather had called the resort, and apparently it was a pain in the butt to schedule lessons because of COVID and everything. And he decided that we needed to just teach Mark ourselves. Now, I was a little bit nervous about that because I know that I'm not a good... Well, I know when it comes to snow skiing that I don't know enough of the technical stuff to really teach anyone how to do it. I can do it myself. I've learned how to do it, and I know my muscles are kind of used to what you need to do to control the skis and all that. But I can't give you a lot of, okay, you need to put your feet this way. And you know, it's very difficult for me to do that because I just don't have that technical knowledge. I took lessons, you know, 20 years ago, or no, like 30 years ago. Not that much, 27, 28 years ago, something like that. I took lessons when I was 14. And then I skied when I was 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. I skied lots of times, you know, in between that. And, but I can't teach someone how to do it, but my stepfather trained to be a ski instructor when he was in college. I mean, he's 72 now, but he's a very good skier. And so I thought, well, I'll trust him, you know, he'll be able to teach Mark. So we get up early Monday morning, we put on our boots and all of our ski clothes and everything, and I'm excited. I don't really get excited for things, but I'm happy. And we get to the slopes. Actually, because of COVID, they were only selling a limited number of lift tickets, and it was actually very empty. That was one good thing about this. There were no lines at the lifts. There were, you know, everything was very empty. There just weren't a lot of crowds, which was really good. So we were able to be dropped off right by the ski lift. So Steve starts trying to tell Mark how to put on his skis and how to hold himself up and how to do all this. But Steve's doing it very quickly. Like, okay, this is how you do this. Okay, this is how you do that. Okay, this is how you do that. And he's like, okay, guys, are we ready to get on the lift? Now, it was a green run, but I'm used to, like, if you get a professional lesson, they take you, you spend an hour or two on the flat area just learning how to walk around in your skis and stuff. But we did it. Mark fell before we ever got on the lift. And then we go to get on the lift. And he gets on the lift behind us, because when you're getting on a ski lift, you really have to quickly move up because they don't stop. And so if you miss it, and we thought he was coming with us and he didn't, and we couldn't, there was nothing we could do. We had to sit down. And so he ended up on the lift behind us. Well, getting off of a ski lift is one of the hardest things when you're a beginner. Well, I guess we'll have to pick this up tomorrow. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can call me 479. I think I did that. You can email me adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We'll learn all about the ski lift. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.